Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so excited because on the phone, we have one of my favorite people. Casey Johnson is here. She is representing the Prescott area Chamber of Commerce. She is their coordinator, and there's always good things going on in our sister city of Prescott, and we are going to get the scoop from her. How goes it?
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we are definitely having a good week so far in Prescott. Weather's great, and with the recent notification from the governor, we have some movement among our retail stores now, so things are looking up.
So hooray for that. Tell us a little bit about what is going on with Governor Evers' decision to start reopening. I wondered what that meant for the city of Prescott.
Yeah, it came out with sort of another phase of the Badger Bounce Back Plan, which is slowly opening of different opportunities and stores in town, the retail, restaurants, so the non-essential businesses. You know, there's still the safer at home order through the end of May 26th, but again, we're starting to wear, non-essential stores that would be able to open with limits on, only 5 customers. They recommend wearing face masks still, keeping the 6 feet, apart and only allowing certain people in at a time. But it was great. I mean, already downtown Prescott, my Happy Place Boutique is open today, and 22 and Company has posted new hours. So they'll be opening for customers on, I think, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday this week and the weekend. So it's a good day. I think people are starting to feel a little more relieved, but still, able to stay safe and sort of ease back into all of this.
So some of those shops that are reopening, what are their parameters?
Yeah, they're still requiring, if you've got more than 5 people that want to come in, that you have to mark the outside and keep the 6 feet as they wait to come in. I think most stores will still continue their online and curbside pickup. The restaurants, it didn't really change for the restaurants. You're still allowed to do takeout and curbside, but still no resident, customers that are allowed to sit inside the establishment. I think it's right now that, the bars are the ones that are waiting to get word on reopening and when that phase will happen next. I know some of our restaurants are trying to get their patios ready and all that for when you can actually be seated. But so for right now, if you own a boutique shop, you can have people actually in there shopping, which, is new from just doing the curbside pickup. But again, keeping the distance and again, recommending wearing masks. But stores like Patak's will, remained open, and they've been doing a great job, with the groceries and pickup, curbside pickup and all that. But I think for these new stores, the non-essential retail stores that'll open, they'll have to sort of see how this week goes, how many people will actually venture out, how difficult is it to keep the limit of 5 people only in each store. So we'll have to wait and see how it works out this week, I think. But
Casey, you mentioned some of the restaurants are anxious. They're getting their patios ready. What does the inside look like for a lot of these restaurants? Is that going to have to change? Obviously, you can't have as many people inside, or has Wisconsin decided what those parameters are yet?
I don't know that they've come out officially with anything. I think you sort of see throughout the country where, people have taken out certain tables to allow for that 6 feet in between, or some other countries that have started to do those, igloo options where you can sit within your own bubble. But I think for Prescott, a lot of our restaurants are sort of small seated areas to begin with, so that might be a challenge. But I think with the better weather, allowing for outdoor seating eventually is probably going to be the best way. But that's, we're not quite to that phase yet. Right now it still remains the pickup and curbside takeout at this point. So
I know you wanted to tell us something exciting that the nursing home industry is doing in your neck of the woods. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so we're excited that the Prescott Nursing and Rehab Center here in Prescott, it's National Nursing Home Week. And, again, sort of a vulnerable, group of people in our communities. But the administrator, Nicole, at the nursing home has done a great job to sort of keep her the staff as well as the residents entertained. So throughout the week, and this was posted on our Facebook page, that there's a week of events to go going on. And so yesterday they did Move and Groove Monday, and they were asking the community to come out and sort of decorate the sidewalk with chalk artwork. Today is Tropical Tuesday, and they're asking the community to come by to play some tic-tac-toe on the windows with the residents. The exciting thing will be Thursday. There's actually going to be at 2 o'clock a community parade. So they're asking members of the community to sort of decorate their car and drive through the parking lot there. So, you know, again, even though we can't sort of be in the facility or around, you know, people's loved ones, there still are ways to entertain everybody and stay connected. So it's kind of an exciting thing. Even, you know, they're making the best of it for the week. So like I said, each day there is something new, whether it's the window decorating or playing tic-tac-toe, and then the parade on Thursday this week at 2 o'clock. Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's nice to see the community come together, you know, and still try to keep some sense of normalcy during this time.
Tell us about your highway cleanup, please.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, part of this, we're still trying to think to the future here, and there are some events that while we've, you know, the chambers had to cancel our coffees and lunches, we do a spring and fall highway cleanup, and, you know, definitely checked in with the city and made sure that we were within the parameters, and we had about 6 or 7 people show up last Tuesday. It took us about an hour and a half, but we do a stretch of the highway from the Dairy Queen up to the high school over there on 10. And, you know, the weather was great. It was nice. It was nice to see, you know, the support from the chamber members. But again, we've got to, you know, just trying to make sure that the community stays nice and clean, that we get ready for whatever tourism and community visitors we can get this summer. We actually also have our hanging baskets sale going on, and so each year we get from Reavers Nursery you know, a handful of hanging baskets to go to a line down Broad Street, and so that opportunity, we've had about 25 of the baskets sold, which is fantastic, you know, and people have been great to sort of sponsor a basket for the local businesses, you know, who might, you know, who need all their money right now. So it's been great to see people come out and sort of sponsor a basket in support of the local restaurants and stores down there. But hopefully we'll get those lines up along the street right around Memorial Day. And so, you know, start to want to welcome people back to Prescott. And, you know, this is just a great timing for the stores to be able to reopen and try to figure out what the summer might look like for the area. So
how important is tourism to Prescott?
Oh, goodness. Between the boaters and the motorcyclists and the bikers, and, you know, that's sort of what we thrive on during the summer months. So I think it's going to be extremely important, you know, to keep an eye on what happens the next few weeks with the governor's orders. You know, again, it's balancing that safety of the community and our citizens with the economic support here that I think most of the restaurants and bars and stores are going to need. But yeah, I think that just the recreational, the outdoor opportunities, you know, maybe we'll sort of see that come back. I know we've talked about how Rivertown Days has been canceled and the Cheese Curd Fest has been canceled, and for better or worse, our Prescott Days is not until after Labor Day, so we've got a little bit more time, and that's still on the books. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, people rally around it, if people are interested in gathering in groups at that point. So there's been no decisions made quite yet on the future of that this year, but, you know, I think everyone's optimistic that there are ways to stay safe, but yet start reopening and start returning to some sense of normalcy. But we'll just have to, I think, wait and see at this point.
So Prescott Days, is it always the weekend after Labor Day?
Yes, right. So it's like the September 11th, 12th, 13th this year.
When will you make a final decision, do you think?
You know, that's a good question. I know that the city council and the mayor met with the committee that runs Prescott Days and have had some conversations about what it would look like. But I would imagine, in the next month or so, and just in order to give everyone a heads up and whether or not vendors, there's some planning required, obviously, but, you know, I don't know that there's been a specific date of, like, you know, calling it on or off at this point, but I think sometimes it's just too soon to tell and not certain what the rest of these orders or the safety of the community looks like at that point, so.
And you have time on your side still, so that's good.
Yeah, that's what we're banking on, so.
I know that you usually have a golf outing every year. Is that something that has not been able to take place as well?
Yeah, we have it actually scheduled for Wednesday, June 17th, but after talking to Clifton Highlands this week, the golf courses are open, but there are still restrictions on the number of people that can gather. So we're going to have that conversation this week about, you know, what that would look like and whether it's best to postpone. Again, you just, you know, you don't want to be the person that puts anyone at risk. And, you know, you also want to make sure you're getting the most out of your events. And if the point is to sort of be able to network and gather and mix and mingle, and we can't do that at this point, you know, it kind of takes the purpose out of it. As much as it would be nice to get out there on the course, we're going to have to balance all that and sort of figure out. So hopefully if it doesn't happen in June, we can aim for the end of the summer and see what happens then. But, yeah, I think there's just, you know, everyone's been so positive and staying flexible, and we constantly get great information from the Pierce County Health Department on what's going on, and the Economic Development Corporation is keeping everyone up to date on things, you know, so we just are sort of relying on all our partners like that to help us make these decisions.
So part of the Badger bounce back is to do things in shifts or roll out things at different times. And where do you stand right now? Are we in the second part of this? Are we in the third phase? Where are you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I've sort of seen it explained a couple different ways, and I think they're just this phase, that phase, next phase. But, you know, I think just by date, you know, and again, the safer at home order is something separate from the Badger bounce back plan. So that's non-essential employees, schools that are still closed. You know, there are some of the hairdressing, those kind of tattoo parlors, those kind of businesses that are not opening quite yet. So, again, there's sort of a two-part process to all this regarding businesses versus the individuals. And there's this, we don't really know what the timing of the next announcement could be. So,
when you talk to businesses, what are some of the things you're hearing?
You know, I think most everyone is just sort of ready to get reopened. I think people are, you know, missing that sense of community. I think they're, you know, the uncertainty is sort of starting to get to people. But I think that's why it's important that we've seen a lot of people that continue to do the takeout and curbside. So that's really helped a lot of the businesses. I think even some of the insurance, I know Croy Insurance went through a whole reshuffling to get their employees to work from home and are now going to be able to, you know, sort of reopen their shop and get people back in their office. So there's, I think, just getting back to some sort of normalcy. You know, the banks only have lobby hours open, and just those changed hours that make this a little bit more difficult. But I think people can sort of see the balance now, and I think that's probably easing a lot of that frustration. But, you know, we had still that effort from River City Stitch where businesses could get their logos on the T-shirt. It's efforts like that where they had 38 businesses participate from Prescott and River Falls. They sold over 550 shirts, which actually resulted in around $1,200 in donations to Prescott and River Falls. So, you know, I think as frustrating as it may be not to be able to go into work and not to be able to, you know, get your inventory and make some sales, you know, the community, and I think people understand, and the community has really rallied around everyone to make sure, you know, we all come out okay on the end of this. So
I know that you have one-stop shopping as far as what businesses are open, what their parameters are. How can we in Hastings find out about that, please?
So daily on our Prescott Area Chamber Facebook page, we update which restaurants are open and what the specials are. Like the Valley Bar and Grill is doing, you know, they do a daily special. So we try to keep that up to date, and, you know, Philander's and those guys. And then as I hear new things from the store, so like yesterday was a great day because, you know, like I said, my Happy Place and 22 and Company and these guys that were going to reopen and with new hours. So Facebook right now is sort of the easiest way to get that out. We do send out a weekly newsletter on Fridays that goes out to a larger group within the community. So if anyone is interested in signing up for that newsletter, they can send me an email at chamberofprescott@gmail.com, and I can add them to that newsletter, which gives people sort of a sense of what is going on or updates like from Borner Farm and what they've got going on with all their curbside pickup and online market now, or Carpenter Nature Center. It's still, trails are open. There are, again, precautions to take if you are going to be outside and out and about on the trails. Just be wary that restrooms and the wait stations are not open, but, you know, the trails are, and, you know, you could still be out and about. So between the email, newsletter, and Facebook, that's probably the best way to stay up to date with what is and isn't open over here. So,
well, we sure appreciate you keeping us up to date. Thank you. And we wish you continued success in Prescott. We so enjoy all of our listeners in Prescott and all the shops in Prescott.
Well, thank you to KDWA for being a great partner and helping us get the word out. So we appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate yours. And we want to thank our guest today, Casey Johnson. She is the coordinator of the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce. And everything is changing almost on a daily basis. So do check on them online to see what the latest is. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.